project in the United States is seeking to raise funds for people who can't afford bail. Unlike traditional fundraising, they're turning to cryptocurrencies. Volunteers will install an app on their computer where the cryptocurrency will be quietly accumulated using spare processing power. Sarah Sedgie reports.
For Bail Block co-creator Maya Binyam, it's a project to help tens of thousands of defendants in the US who can't afford bail.
In an immediate sense, it can have a very devastating impact. People can lose jobs, they can lose custody of their children, they can lose their immigration status, and it also has long-term psychological effects. It's important to remember that no one that's in jail on bail has been convicted of anything. And so there's really no reason for these people to be detained. Bail functions primarily as a tool of surveillance and predictive policing. It's also a tool of coercion. Prosecutors and judges alike tend to use bail in order to encourage people who have been charged with crimes to take plea deals. And basically what that means is that in exchange for their release or for reduced sentence, these people accept guilty pleas.
Maya Binyam is also a senior editor at The New Inquiry, an online magazine behind the project. It works by using an app individuals install to mine the cryptocurrency Monero, which can then be converted into real money. The cash will initially be sent to a program being run in New York City. Maya Binyam says the app that mines the cryptocurrency is unobtrusive.
Bail Block is an application that you can install on your desktop, and basically it runs in your taskbar in the background. And so you can't really see it working. But what it does is it uses trace amounts of your unused processing power to mine for a cryptocurrency called Monero. And at the end of every month, the Monero that it mines is converted into US dollars and donated to the Bronx Freedom Fund, which is a nonprofit charity bail fund in the Bronx.
Bail Block has only just launched, but Maya Binyam is so far encouraged with the take-up. But she adds it'll only be effective if many people take part.
So far, we have about 450 people that have installed Bail Block, and we've only been launched for about 36 hours now. So if we continue at this rate, we'll have a lot of people running it on their computers. It's not an efficient fundraising program if only one person is using it. The amount that one person can expect to generate from Bail Block from their own computer is about $3 to $5 per month. So it would take, at that rate, a very, very long time to raise enough bail for one person to be bailed out. But the reason why Bail Block works is because if you have, say, 5,000 people using the program, then that's $25,000 per month, which is 25 people bailed out. So it's really a program that only works if there's a community of people that sort of tapped into it and is using it.
A similar project could potentially work here in Australia, according to Stephen Wilson, a principal consultant with the technology research and advisory firm Constellation Research. But he says it wouldn't be easy.
Something like this in principle could work in Australia because it's a community of people that are creating these ones and zeros and agreeing that they mean value. Somewhere you need to convert that value back to something that a charity can use, so you need an exchange. So converting your cryptocurrency back into something that a charity can use, that's a critical step, and we don't know if that's going to work. The other problem with Australia is one of scale. These cryptocurrency networks only work when you've got thousands and thousands of computers all harnessed together to provide the governance of the system. And you have to wonder whether a country-specific or a cryptocurrency specific to some cause will ever going to reach the scale that's required.
Professor Anne O'Connell is with the University of Melbourne's Law School. She agrees that a similar project is possible, but it could run into trouble.
A charitable organisation, provided it's not for profit and has a charitable purpose, can engage in a variety of activities to raise funds. The example that you have described where excess computer capacity is sold for a cryptocurrency, which is then converted into hard currency, could potentially allow a charity to raise funds for its charitable purpose. I'm just not sure how viable it is to turn a cryptocurrency into a hard currency, such as Australian dollars.
Professor Anne O'Connell from the University of Melbourne's Law School, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.